Let's sing together. I understand it. Sing with me. Yes. By His Spirit. God is not. God is mysterious. I understand
it.
By the Holy Ghost within me. God is not. It's not mysterious. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's be fast. Galatians 2, 20. Okay. I am crucified with Christ. Wow. Well, should it be I was crucified or I am crucified? Is he really talking in this scripture about the fact that I died with Christ, let's read it fully so that we don't give it another meaning. I am crucified with Christ. Because actually in the Greek, is at times to put, maybe it is am or was. I am or I was crucified. It will actually depend on context. Because most of the time, Greek words does not really specify past tense from present tense, from continuous tense. So it's the use of, is the context that will actually tell us what he said. So let's read fully. One to go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay, I think, read 21 again. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness had been by the law, Christ died in vain. So here I am crucified the way I was crucified. Okay, think on that. Hallelujah. No. So, well, normally if you want to look at the events, since he's saying now I live, then you can as well say he's saying I was crucified, then now I live. But I think something more is fishing in that scripture. Okay, maybe next time we see it better. So, see that word again. He said, nevertheless, I live, right? Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. So we are not living our life. You are not living your life. We have chose to live the life of Christ. We are not living our own life. This is not your, this could not have been your life. If I say, okay, if it is real you, if it's real you that want to live, how should you have, like, by this evening, there are places that young guys, young ladies should be by this evening. Amen? So this is not your life. He said, Christ lives in me. He said, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by what? The grace of the Son of God. So we are not living our life, we are living another man's life. We are living the life of Christ. So many are called, but few people chose to live this life. Many are called in ministry, many are called to serve, but very few shows this life. The ones that shows eventually becomes the one chosen of God. It's the people that chose to live this life, they are the ones that are called the chosen of God. So when it's not any mystical selection that makes you the chosen of God, no, rejoice, come to the front. We call them the chosen of God because they responded to the call of God. We call men chosen of God. Why? They responded to the what? To the call of God. So get this right, brethren. God's call is not finality. God's call is not finality. You can reject it. You can say no. Whether it came to you through a dream, through the scriptures, through an appointment, There is always a point where man says yes or no to the call of God. And funny enough, the earlier the better. The earlier you make a choice to go for God, the better. It's always better at the younger ages. It's always better when you do this earlier in life, before more circumstances, more stuffs, more daily choices chokes you and makes you almost, before daily choices sets you on a path of no return in pursuit of worldly things. So the earlier, the better. See, that's Acts 26 again, 2014. Now, one good thing about Paul is that he received the call of God the same day he received salvation. That is one thing that made Paul so special. Now think about it. How long have you been saved? When do you now start thinking, I need to take ministry seriously? Paul took ministry the same day he received what? Salvation. Acts 26, verse 14. And when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying the Hebrew tongue. Acts 26, 14. Come on. So, why persecuted thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Now, 15. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. So, the primary purpose of the vision was to stop the persecution. Are you with me? Because saints were praying. You don't say that. Some people say, God specially selected Paul to be saved. Please don't go into such theory that there's a special selection of those who should be saved, that God's salvation was so special that even God himself had to appear before him. See, you can see all the vision. Some of us who saw visions. You can see all the visions here. You see, say no. So God did not force salvation on Paul. The reason for the miraculous, for the divine appearance was what? To stop the persecution, because he was going to Damascus, right? So he was going to Damascus to persecute, to take people, to bind them, and take them back to Jerusalem. But he saw a bright light, and he saw the appearance of Jesus, and said, why persecuted thou me? So, but when he said that, what was the response of Paul? He said, who art thou, Lord? So, now, that would mean the first utterance, that is, if you read the story in Acts chapter 9, right? He told Jesus that who art thou, Lord? That would mean he is willing to submit to whoever is speaking. Are you with me? So what was the first reason why that Jesus appeared to him? To stop what? Persecution. So don't say that. Some people will say, I've heard such ridiculous stuff before that. Well, if God really wants me to be saved, he will appear to me the same way he appeared to Saul. You are just on the highway to hell. It was not because Paul was special that he appeared. If you read down, when he told Ananias to later go and pray for him, you know what Ananias said? He said, well, is it not the same man that we have heard that is coming here to poke us? That would mean they are aware. And since, of course, what must they have been doing? They will be praying. So it's the prayer. So the appearance was a response. And of course, so when in correcting Paul, he now shows humility. What else would God have said? Will he say, go away, go to hell? Is that what he will tell him? No. He will, of course, present again to him an opportunity to what? To be saved and to pick up ministry. So let's see that same Acts chapter 26, verse 16. Say, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for the purpose to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou art seen and of those things in which thou will appear unto thee. Don't forget, these details were not present in Acts 9. Are you with me? These details now, they are not present in Acts 9. These details are here because this is writing after the entire event. In the sequence of events initially, all we just saw is that, maybe we should just open to it. It's Acts chapter 9 verse what? Come on, help me. So help me, chapter 9, verse what? Huh? It's okay. See verse 5. And he said verse 4. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, why what? Persecuted thou me. Verse 5. Want to go? And he said, who art thou what? Lord. What's the meaning of Lord? Owner, right? Who art thou? That means the word calling Jesus Lord means what? He is already submitting himself to whoever is speaking. If you remember, maybe I should use that opportunity to ship this one in. You remember when Jesus healed a man, that should be in John chapter 9, And no, it's not John chapter 9. The woman immersed by the pool of Bethesda, that is John chapter 5, right? So, in later when he now found him in the temple, what did he say to him? He said, when he said, you have been made whole, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing than this come upon you, right? What do you think was the sin that he told him to do no more? Bible scholars, our salvation, I've treated that before. Don't forget, when he met him by the pool, what happened? What was the conversation? Huh? He said, what? Will you be made? He said, will you be made whole? And he said, I have no man. When the water is being stirred. Okay, I have said I will not be telling you stuff. John 5, come on. John 5. Now, I have over 3 messages for you today. I'd love to prepare to finish 2 and start the 3rd one. So, are you in John 5? Okay, good. See, John 5, verse 1, 2, 3, verse 4, 5. A certain man was there which had an infirmity. How many years? 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had now been a long time. In that case, he said, will thou be made whole? What did the man say? Verse 7. The impotent man said, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me, just blah, blah, blah. What Jesus said to him? Verse 8. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Immediately the man was walking and Jesus left, just went away anyway. So, later, he now found him in verse 13. And he that was healed was not, for it was Jesus has conveyed himself away in the mountain. Don't forget, though, they were asking him. Verse 7, he answered them, he that made me old, the same said unto me, take up your bed and walk. So, he didn't acknowledge Jesus as Lord or as anything. But see verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. What's that worse thing? What's that worse thing? See the next verse. The man departed and told the Jews that it was who? Jesus. Initially, what happened? They said, who made you old? He said, I don't know. He has gone. You know, now look for him. Say, hey, Mr. Man, sin no more, lest a worse thing come. What could have been worse than a man being on the spot for 38 years? Impotent. Okay, if you want to get that point, rush down to John 9. This is another scenario of a man that was blind from birth, right? So, and the story continued. He healed him. He went to the pool of Siloam. He washed and he was seen. And the Pharisees were arguing with him that who made you old? Say, this man is a sinner. Give glory to God. The man said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I know, once I was blind, now I see, right? So come down to verse 24. I'm trying to summarize it for you. That's not my topic today. Then they answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. 35. Want to go? Jesus heard that they have cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, what? Dost thou believe on the Son of God? 36. And he answered, who is he? Who is he, Lord? That what? I may believe on him. So can you see that he received the miracle does not equate to us receiving Jesus as Lord, right? Then I said, who is he? Oh God, who is he? That I may believe on him. What's the next answer? Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Verse 38. Want to go? And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Now, okay, please, what can you call the difference based on this context between Lord in verse 38 and Lord in verse 36? Anybody? Anybody intelligent? The Lord in verse 36 and the Lord in verse 38. What's the difference? Not from Greek word, or you won't see that from Greek word. From the flow of stuffs. When he was calling Jesus Lord in verse 36, how was he perceiving him? Yes, Raphael? All of you don't talk. Yes, Raphael, yes? Yes. So that Lord in verse 36, how can you perceive it? Yes? So 36 was. Pastor, don't talk. I don't get where you are going. Anybody from this side? Okay. You change the word Lord, Lord in the different verses. Lord in verse 36, give me a different word for it. Teacher, no. He didn't teach him anything. My healer. You know, in verse 36, did he know that he's the one that healed? In verse 36, did he know that he was the one that healed him? I know, just look at you. I'm not staying on any side. Just check now. That consciousness that he was the one that even healed him, is that in verse 36? Okay, anyway, let's leave that. So the question is, yeah, give me a different word for the master, for the Lord in the first one. Huh? Somebody said something here, sir, right? Says sir. But the second Lord, what will he mean? Huh? What? Baba. Shaman. Say Shaman. So the first one can be Shaman, but the second one will be Savior. Hallelujah. He said, do you believe in the name of the Son of God? He said, who is he? Show me. Say, Baba, please show me. That means he trusts Jesus. So there is a measure of what? The first Lord connotes a measure of what? Respect, reverence, right? Submission. The second Lord now say, you are the Savior. So go back to, so now when he was telling that first man that sin no more, lest a worse thing happen to you. What is the sin? Unbelief. That would mean, don't forget, the unbelief that has been tackling the guy from verse 1 when because of the pool. So he said, he came to him, he said, who are you? He was just complaining. That means complaining can be bad, eh? Don't forget that everything the guy was saying was fact, was reality, was true. But in the sight of God, you are just complaining. The Savior came to you, you are complaining. Just say yes, you are complaining. Amen. Same thing that happened to them in the wilderness. Water was beside the rock. They were beside the rock. Instead of them to just speak to the rock, to just acknowledge God's goodness and speak to the rock, but what happened? They were complaining. The water was there, but they were complaining. Amen. Praise God. So calling Jesus Lord already connotes what? Respect, reverence, and submission. So go back to Acts right now. Acts 9. Acts chapter 9. So, and he said, verse 4, he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? Verse 5, want to go? And he said, who art thou? Who art thou? So, for calling Jesus Lord, what is he implying? Submission, right? Reverence and what? What's the first word? Submission, reverence, and respect, right? So that would mean he is willing to what? To receive more. So why did the message of salvation come to him? Lord. Don't forget, what was the fourth word that Jesus said to him in the vision? Always put in the vision. That's a vision, not reality, okay? What was the fourth word? He first said, why are you persecuting us? Me. So who are thou, Lord? And of course, Jesus then calmed down. Sorry, I'm using the word calm down. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, what is the first purpose why Jesus appeared to Paul? To stop the persecution. So, based on the response of what? Paul, he now gave him salvation and ministry. And yet, he still received it again. So, how many times did Paul receive it? Twice. Let's see. So, go back to... in this Acts 9, if you now read verse 5 now, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the priest. What happened? He trembling and astonished. Can you see that? Can you see that? Come on. See, you can see this vision. Yes, you see, say Jesus, nothing. You can see, argue it. Okay, I said, Lord, read for me, yes. What will thou have me to do? So is this man, is he ready? Can you see it? He was ready.
So did Jesus force salvation on him? Was there anybody that is automatically created of God to be saved and somebody to go to hell? No. And he said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So funny enough, all these details of Acts 26, they were not, go back to 26, they were not in the earlier parts. So maybe this is Paul speaking from understanding, or maybe he's telling, maybe this is Paul explaining what happened that day by the scriptures right now. Amen? But I didn't believe that if God told him about this that day, I didn't believe he would have understood. Are you with me? So this is like an explanation from understanding of the vision he saw. So are you with me? Acts 26. So he now said, but rise, verse 16, and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a what? Minister and a witness of both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from what? Darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by the faith that is in me. 19, read together, one to go. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. So man's will is always involved. Man's will is always involved. There is no man that has one peculiar color of God from birth. It doesn't exist. There is no man that has a peculiar call from birth that excluded his response. That's what I'm trying to say. There's no man had that call from birth, preconceived call before he was born, that when he was just born, he was just walking in it like this, going, without non-stop, without any his choice was not involved. He was just programmed from birth to just serve God, something like that. No, let's check John the Baptist, Luke chapter 1, verse 14. Luke 1:14 is the career in God, part 5. Luke 1:14. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. don't mind the writer. He used the word filled with the Holy Ghost like he's talking about our own filled with the Holy Ghost. It simply means that, see, this baby will be influenced by the Holy Ghost. Why will she be influenced by the Holy Ghost? The mother is influenced. Are you with me? Why was the baby kicking so strongly in the womb? The mother was influenced by the Holy Ghost. It's the mother that first received the call. The mother and the father, right? Remember? They received him. So, it's not... Now, I will show you this. Go to John chapter 1, 33. All those things you saw earlier, they are just awareness. John could have said no when he was born. Are you with me? He's a man. He would have said no. See, John 1... 33, I don't forget, say, even eventually, he didn't even say no. But thank God he has done the real work before he now backfire. Say, are you the one to come or we should wait for another? John 1, 33, once you go, and I knew him not, but he that was sent me. So, despite everything he has seen, somebody still sent him. Are you with me? Of course, that would be a vision that he saw sometimes. Later in life, he said, he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, unto whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptized with the Holy Ghost. Let's check Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1 verse 4. This is another story that have been conceived by people that, well, we have people like Prophet TBJ that said it, this one before he was born, God saved him. He was saved from his mother's womb, you know? You understand? He was saved from, no, there's nobody like everybody received ministry one day. Amen? There is one, and you must not de-emphasize that day. That day is almost as important as the call itself. So many are called, but few shows. So the ones that shows the call, they are the ones that we are called the chosen of God. So it's not God that decides who is the call, and he also decides who is chosen. No. So you can be used of God to the maximum you desire. It's as far as your eyes can see. You can be used of God to the length and breadth of everything. So there is nothing stopping you. God is not setting limits around that. Okay, you only walk 10 miracles while you are on earth. You only preach and save 100 people. After that, your ministry will be done. Nothing like that. You decide what you want. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou comest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. So did he prophesy in the womb? Did he prophesy in the womb? Thou then said I. Verse 6, want to go? Then said I. Ah! Say ah! What was that? Ah! Lord! God, behold, I cannot speak. For I may what? What does that connote? Is he saying no? No. So, everything you are saying that before you were born, before it was, is just, is still the call. It's just an awareness. Hallelujah. The backstabbing man is around. It's just an awareness. It's just nothing special. Amen? He could have said no eventually. He said, in fact, see, Lord. The same thing that Moses did there earlier. See, verse 7. So he first objected, but God now pressed further. But the Lord said unto him, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I speak, I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto him, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me and said, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for we hasten my word to perform it. So, can you see that all those choosing from the womb, everything, that was not what made the ministry happen. See, I know some people that if they told you the chronicles of their own salvation, if they enumerate for you the terms and conditions that God gave them in the day they are called. I have a man like that in Akura. It's one of my old pastors. When he tells you how he received ministry, you know that you don't have ministry. Hey. He said, I saw the Lord. I said, and God gave me 7 keys. Say, this is it. Say, take it. Ah. Say, don't worry. This first key, this is what it will open. Second key, it will open this. Third key, when you call any spirit, they will answer. Fourth key, when he analyzed everything. And when after he's done with everyone, just lifts up his head. Yeah, Papa, come and lay hands on me. He's done. All this one is chronicles. Both the one, I'm not saying it's wrong, good. If you have such, good for you. I have some, which I do. I will share with you one of these days. Amen. I think I have to really go back to my old notes so I can tell you according to script. You know, in those days, when I see such vision, what will you do? As you're waking up, write it down. Ah, I have a whole almost 6 notes full of visions. Spooky things. Amen. Is it spooky or spooky? What do you call it? Just stuffs that it's a killele. You just be write from today till next year. And this issue, most people they will just be they call. They will not run with the call. I have friends like that. They have so many visions, chronicles. What are you doing with it? I have a man like that. He said God told him that before he died. Sorry, not a friend. He could be in his 60s right now. So God told him that, and before he died, he said he's going to preach. So when he's preaching, that the whole stadium will be filled to overflow. I can't forget that. Now looking at him, okay, 5 years after, Baba, 6 years. At least, if you have such vision, what should you do? Run with it. Not that you will be doing partnerships and you will be thinking that the people will be... people come and meet you out there. you are thinking that one day, as Riyaboke is dying, he will just say, I hand over to you. Just become like that Joel Osteen. That's my wife Elizabeth. That will be your gospel. You start. Sorry, Jerry. I can't hack your mentor. You start something. Don't rely on supernatural. Somebody told me, he said, I've seen the vision. So what is the vision? He said, but the boy lay hands on me. He said, no, you have been the next, you will be the next Jehovah's Witness. I just told you, come. I told him the exact date, exact time, 3 times. But by the way, he has laid hands on me too. So it's me and you now. So is it that after I die, you will take over? Or how will it happen? Do something. Don't just stay on your horse and say, I have a call of God. I have a call of God. What's the call? Lord said to me, he will take me to 5 countries. Continents of the world, pushing the gospel. Okay. Can you want to start from Cotonou? Start from Niger. Just go somewhere. Say no. Say the Lord will extend it in his time. Say the word, the vision is for an appointed time. When it's time, you speak and not lie. Do it, tarry. Wait for it. It will surely come. That Habakkuk is talking about Jesus. So it's not about your vision, your dream. And it will be worse if you are using that one for your boo. Say, though the boo tarries, you will. They will not. If somebody is very spiritual, say, what of the second wife of Pastor WL? Say, the boo tarried. Didn't he come? You wait there. Continue waiting. Amen. So the call is not the point, it's your response. And don't forget, all these people you are seeing, thank you, Jerry. All these people you are seeing, if they never responded to the call, you will not find their name. Please write that down. Anyhow, you can write it down. We have the name of Jeremiah, the name of Paul in history, not because God called them, but why? They said yes. Everybody you saw in God's general, they are not the only people that God told, I want to use you. But those are the people that what said yes. People that what responded to God, right?
Please, sir. He has scattered this church.
They are the people that said yes to the call of God. So, chosen from the womb is not important. Whether you saw Jesus bright clothing is not the point.
The point is your response. Amen? Amen now.
So, Genesis 18 verse 17. Let me show you something again. Genesis 18 verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the things that I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a what great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. 19, want to go? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, and the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Now, so those children now are already, they look like they're already choosing before they were born to bear the message. But if eventually, we later see Saul's choices playing out. Are you with me? Later now, Abraham had Isaac, Ishmael, and the rest. Of course, Isaac was the choosing of God. Later, Isaac had what? Esau had Jacob. And we saw from their choices that even Jacob's seed chose to what? Receive the call. Are you with me? So, the best Abraham did was to teach. Don't forget, this is another reason why he took Isaac up to that mount of Moriah in Genesis 22. Is to also teach Isaac. This is the redemptive plan of God. Understand it, receive it, and pass it along. Are you with me? So it's not that there is an automatic programming from God that anybody that is coming from Abraham with what? We carry the message and pass it to the next generation. The father will be responsible to what? To baptize the children so well, to persuade them, to convince them so that they can take up the message. That is why when you now get to later to the book of 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you will now see generations that refuse to what? To pass it on. Then they went to captivity. Then the angels backfired. Are you with me? Why did they tarry that long in Egypt? Somebody forgot. Remember, after Joseph died, right? Suddenly, no history again. They just start doing celebrity, they are just multiplying until Pharaoh came. I didn't know Joseph. They have even forgotten who they are. God now to send Moses, not just, he sent Moses to Jethro to learn who Israel was. Don't you know? Jesus, you have not taught us. Jesus is the master of those mysteries. He sent Moses out to first go to Jethro to know how special. Jethro was a priest, right? Of Midianites. So, of course, we don't have the clear history, so I can't say much about that right now. I didn't know the book that this man reads. Amen. Praise God. Where are we? So, Genesis 19. So, but later, men shows they responded to the call. So, response to the call is the issue. Amen. Is that clear right now? So, your dream, your vision, everything, even your father said, God told me that my son will serve God. Okay, E.G., see the story of Anna and Samuel. Because Anna said, anything you give me, he will serve the Lord. What did Anna do? Before the baby knows good and evil, what did he do? Put him inside the temple. To do what? To influence his will to serve God. So, is there anything automatic for Samuel to serve God? No. The automatic thing was in the mother. It was the mother's choice to make it happen. It was Isaac's choice to make Jacob understand what is happening. It was Jacob's choice. It was just that baptized the 12 tribes with what is to come. And it was after those guys that things just went sour. That is why they had to go into captivity. That's why they were held in Egypt. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. That was why. So, to tell you also that 400 years that they were oppressed in Egypt, it was not God's making. Somebody forgot what they told them. Moses now came back to say, Oga, back to square one. Are you with me? As they were getting to Egypt, if they had known, if they are as conscious as Jacob, as Isaac, as Abraham, I didn't think they would not be oppressed. Somehow, they would have moved on until they are able to pass the Messiah. And let me ask you this question. Anyway, I plan to answer this one, not only by scripture, also by numerology in the series of Jesus. So, that space, think about it, between that they were held in Egypt, that space that they were just multiplying, no message, no story, no redemption story, no miracles, between that time of Joseph, when Joseph and Joseph, and when Moses came, over 400 years, between that time, what did you think it contributed to redemption? A plus or a minus? So, can we say that period is part of what delayed the coming of Jesus? Do you understand? So, every disobedience of man, what will happen? You are delaying something. You have a purpose. Stop that. You are delaying something. Praise God. So, okay. I will leave the issue of chosen and called for now. So, you see the career in God? So, all I have said is to tell you that you have a choice. Amen? You have a choice. Everybody have a choice. Peace has a choice to stay in church since yesterday to today. Everybody forced you. Everybody has a choice. You can even be here and yet you are playing game. Abi? You know, you cannot, there's a problem with your brother. You can force a horse to the stream. You cannot make a horse drink water. You can even force a man to a prayer meeting. Tell him that, don't worry, you are not sleeping, you are standing up. As you stand up, what will you be doing? Chewing gum. Abi? That would mean until your heart agrees that this thing I will do it. Nobody can really force you to do it. Hallelujah. So, to choose a career in God is personal. Write that down. It's personal. It's not based on your church. It's not based on your dad. It's not based on your friends. It's what you chose to do. To choose a career to follow in God is personal. It's personal. It's so personal. This one is so personal. It's not salvation. It's so personal. It's you and the call. You can choose to, because even on the other negative side, there will be a lot of things that will come up to discourage you. Some people that just trip, you know, when I say trip, do you know the meaning? You know when you overload your generator and just shut down. That is a trip. So some people that maybe due to overload or something just goes haywire and they just trips. What happened? They have not received it very well. They have not received it very well. Just like if you're a guy, you like a lady, and lady pour pepper water on your head because you are peeping. If you go back, then you didn't really like her. Amen. That's the end of your own road. It all depends on. It depends on what you are looking for. You keep at it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So, write this down. You don't design your career path in God. That's one of the mistakes people make. You don't design. It's not up to you to design your career path in God. It's a race already set before you. That's in Hebrews 12, verse 1. So we're running with patience. The race set before us. It's open in Hebrews 12, verse 1. So it's not your place to decide how God should use you. It's not your place to decide how God should use you. This is why a church with the purpose of Jesus is key. Is key. You ask some people, how are you serving the Lord? You say, I'm a children teacher. Why? That is my passion. You are serving yourself. You don't bring your passion, your talents. You don't come to church and say, okay, how do you want to help us here? Well, I think I know how to play keyboard. So that's how I want to serve. You don't design your career path in God. That is why a church with the purpose of Jesus is key. Is key. They will know how to use you. They will not just use your talent. Okay, if you now your talent is playing keyboard, maybe we have somebody also that came to church. His talent before is he was an arm robber. What he knows to do best is how to finish somebody. Or maybe, okay, let's say a soldier. Simple. A soldier, an old soldier. He became born again. He was in the Biafra War. He was in World War 1914, this Second World War. He now became born again. I said, everybody, come to Jesus with your talent. Come with your talent. What will he come with? What will he come to the front with? He will come with what? Military strategy. When we say, let's pray that there's a brother is not coming to church, let's pray for him. You say, you're the pastor. Let's kidnap him. Pray. Yeah. Somebody did not come. Let's, like the man that didn't allow brother used to be in church on Sunday. You just say, is this just to arrest him? Just arrest? No. Just give me a night. Let me go. Just send me. Here I am. Hallelujah. We don't, okay. A prostitute, how will she serve God with her talent? What is there to serve God with? ahead of it, that's our story. That should be a stretch in South Africa. I think you said it. That when they invited in Tantra Man of God, they will just, one of the gifts of honorarium is one of their, you know, amen. I don't want to use the word usher right now. Let's call them protocol. That will, no, that tells of where they saw that where they brought that person in. You understand? If it's a lady that has sense before she got into the church, you know she will not accept such work. So that would mean that was her talent before. Praise God. Serving the Lord. You don't decide how to serve. You don't. Other people come to church and start doing, say, well, this is church dressing, this is, who told you? Who is sending you? Come to God blank. He has gifts for you. He has teachers to teach you. God wants to reprogram you. Not that just come as you are. Say, okay, sister, thank you. Okay, you are a good driver before. Okay, that would mean you'll be good in the transport. You'll be our toss man. That's why that is why some people they won't grow. You don't get when a man, for instance, you know, because okay, he knows how to say this man, he was a security man, officer, this. When you just come to church, you just say, okay, sir, our car park. Go and be able to stay there. And that is where his task for spiritual growth will die. I'm serious. You don't look at what somebody is doing in the world to give him a duty in church. Don't. It's tricky, but don't. You can have the best singer in Abuja in this church, and yet you don't allow her to come close to the mic. Are you with me? The church is a spiritual place. See Hebrews 12 verse 1. It's a spiritual entity. Okay. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with what? So great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset. It's talking about unbelief actually. But the latter part. And let us run with what? Patience. The race that is set before us. So you are not called to use your talents to serve. Your discipler will decide if your talent is needed at all. Hebrews 12:1. It's your discipler that should decide if your talent is needed at all. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness. Come on, Anu, open your Bible. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. You're not small today. Hard cover. That is how you are growing in the Lord. See, I came like you cannot go. I've told you. Just keep trying. You see? Just keep trying. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure what? Hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him. Who has chosen him to be a what? Soldier. Verse 5. And if a man also strive for what? Masteries. Yet it is not crowned, except he strive out lawfully. Write it down. I am called to run, not to design. You are not called to choose your own race. See, no man that run into the world entangled himself with the affairs of his life. And may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. You are chosen. You are the one that God needs. Not. You are not called to decide what you want to come and do. There is a race already before you. Say, I'm come to run. Not to design. Remember that story of Jonah? In Jonah 3. Huh? In Jonah 3 and Jonah 3 and 4. He said, go and preach. He preached. The people repented. He was angry. What is your own? Is it your, thank you. Is it your salvation? Is it your eternal life? Go and preach. Come and serve. Don't decide. Don't decide what you are. Jonah wants to come and declare judgment. That was his mind. But Jesus said, God said, go and preach. Praise God. I think we trashed that in what topic some weeks ago? Huh? The work before us. Are you sure? Okay. So, your emotion is not required like that. Just serve. Your emotion, your will, your idea. Pastor, I'm thinking this place needs stage light. Oh, Sarah. Pastor, this is why people are not coming back to church again. Can't we? Pastor, our first time package, eh? Can't we touch it up small? Now, of course, don't get me wrong. I am not saying it's wrong to advise your pastor. Most of the two examples I give, they are not wrong. They are not too wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong to say. I'm just saying, what am I saying? Know your duty. Amen. Amen. Don't be overbothered more than the shepherd. Say, like a man of God is here. He said, he months ago, say, Pastor, what should we do? He said, we have stayed in church for months right now. Say, yes, we are not more than 10, 11. Say, what are we not doing? He was almost crying. I was saying, Jesus, you got to see my life. I said, I'm the one that's supposed to be bothered. I don't know you. Say, okay, don't worry, they will come. Eh? Sorry. They will come. Amen. Don't run ahead of your disciple. Amen. Follow. Say, follow. Have you, if they say you are following somebody, will you be ahead or behind? What is me or follow? Tell somebody. Have you? Follow after. That is the mother of all this rubbish that we have today. Say, Pastor, the first guy that did this thing, we told, I mean, of, at least of reason, that first brought Corey Bello to church in that church in Maryland, in Lagos. Everybody shouted on Facebook. Later, I said, well, sorry, that's my own calling. Go and do your own. Why will you bring a comedian to church? For what? For what? Say, why? To like Pastor Yenka said, say, went to minister in the church. He thought it was a joke before. He said, before they invite him, he said, the church was done. He said, okay, yeah, everybody, let's sing our theme song. You know, I think everywhere is done right now. Let's sing our song so that everybody can be alive again. Jumbo, my son, I sent you to school. You don't know how to spell your name. Pastor said, he thought he was dreaming. He said, what is happening? So you know, I asked the pastor, what is happening? He said, just so that the church is always dull, everywhere is. To just what? Spice up the atmosphere. Just like one emoji, come to the front. You don't know what it says at that back seat. Come on. Yes, applaudisse. Abi, approach. What's the name of that? Applaudisse. Approach is, what do you call that? Approach. Just like in our old church. Yes, in Brother Joshua's old church. Or maybe it's even what he's still doing in Kaduna. Who knows? Anytime the men are dull in church and there is crusade revival time, now start a song. You know this song? And you'll be ringing bale ayeje. Okay, sorry, I have to explain that. what that means is that the men will tell the women, that you ladies are the ones spoiling this world. So the women too now respond to the men. And you men, lemba le ayeje. You are the ones for his crusade. And you'll be real and bale ayeje. And you're kunrin. So everybody just spoke up. No. You are not spoiling this word. Just to spice this up. Like, if I start, just most of those songs are just Yoruba. Omo loju meje ko yago. What's that? Like, see, sorry if you don't understand Yoruba. What I'm saying is that this, see, sorry, yes, don't mind them, man. These songs, like that song, I want Korean Lost or Jason. Just like the songs, they are meaningless. Just meet them for interpretation after service. You don't add your own. Preach the gospel. Stay there. It's not working. Preach the gospel. People are not getting saved. Preach the gospel. Be instant when? In season, out of season. Teach, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. What is your own? Say, God, your people. Is your, see, when you are coming to ministry, I beg you, remove your ego. Is it ego or ego? Ego. Ego, John. Remove your ego. Sure, be careful. IJ. Remove your ego. Which one? Yeah. If I say ego, you will be upset. If I say ego, you will be upset. That was it. Yeah, let's find the average of ego and ego. Ego. Amen. Remove it. If nothing is happening, if you preach the truth one day and the next service, only Sister Buki and Rejoice comes back to church, even my wife refuses to come again. Don't see yourself like you are not being fulfilled. Remember John 6. At least 5,000 people they went after Jesus, say, "Our master, we are here again." He gave them doctrine.
What happened? Somebody has changed their generator.
They went after Jesus. He gave them doctrine.
What happened at the end of the chapter? Don't worry, everything's fine. Don't worry. What happened? Huh? They all left. What happened to the 12? He faced them.
Will you go?
Why? Is it because of Jesus? Is it because of himself or because of his? What was it in that 12? Nothing overrides this doctrine. Hey, don't give me a soul at the expense of the truth of my word. Write that down. That's Jesus. So don't give me any soul. Don't give me a million converts by giving them a fizzy at the expense of doctrine. That is key. That is what is happening. Somebody say, well, because there is unemployment in Nigeria, let's be having success motivation as part of the service. You're a fool. Big one. Is it your church? Is it your saint? Is it your blood? Preach. They are jobless. Is it your business? Preach. Amen.
Nothing must take that priority.
Somebody said, "Well, my father is about to die. I have to go and bury him." What did he say?
Let the dead bury their dead. That's what should be worse than James and John. They were, I think we read that last time, they were in the boat with their father. Jesus. That is the one I didn't think I ever do it. I apologize. Jesus apologies. Eh? I don't know. He said, "Hey guys, follow me." Did he say, "First daddy, I can't answer. How is business, sir? I'm sorry. Oh. This is your boys, eh? What can we do? Can you start releasing one person in the morning? In the evening, release the other person. Please think about that." Just say, "Guys, follow me." And he was going. And those ones, they left their father in the boat. Followed him. I didn't think they will have time to go back home.
You don't design this race. Why? There is a higher call. Huh? It's called a higher call. Higher.
Oh, glory to God. So, there is only one way ministry can be done. You must start with a resolution that anything else can go. See, this is now the point, eh? You must start ministry with a resolution that if this thing will cost whatever, it will go. We have seen people, which is so bad, we have seen people leave their family for the sake of a juicy work, which is very bad actually. But of course, he left for a purpose. John chapter 12, verse 25. So I said, there is only one way ministry can be done. It's called sacrifice. Sacrifice. It's called sacrifice. It's called sacrifice, brethren. John chapter 12, verse 25. He that, come on, we're going to read all this together. I can say, it's for you. It's called sacrifice. It's called sacrifice. Only one way ministry can be done. Sacrifice. John 12, 25. Come on, come on, come on. You are slow. You are slow. Let's read together. One, two, go. Yes. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall what? Keep it unto life eternal. This is reality. I know we are trying to merge everything up that, well, we can, you can, you say you can start using very long spoon to what? Eat from the devil, you understand? If you are walking, you know, can start using, See it? Where am I? Verse 26, come on. If any man serve me, let him what? Follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my father what? Rush to Matthew 16, 24. Matthew 16:24.
I surrender.
Off it, please. To you. Do, 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 do.
Everything I give to you.
We told him how much?
Are you really saying that?
Can you see some people, they drop instantly. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, 24. That's hard though. I know it's easier to sing. Imagine, say we told you nothing. Email. Matthew 16, 24. Anyway, don't forget. God, I'm not saying God does not respect your humanity. He does. But there is an higher call. There is something for which anything can go. Matthew 16, 24. Want to go? Let's read. Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and what? Follow me. Hold on. Should I tell you the background of this story? This is when Jesus, Peter told Jesus that what? Don't worry, you are not dying. Right? So you are not dying. So far be it from you. How you say you will die? After he rebuked him, he called, he said, Satan, get behind me. So you are an offense unto me. He now said this. That would mean, because that would mean Peter was thinking that, so how to become for our ministry? Eh? So all these things, you just suddenly die. And we are not going to have this respect, this accolades again. So Jesus was not talking about redemption right now. He's talking about that pride of life in the heart of Peter. That's no, eh? So you want to die? Yeah? Me that I've left everything following you. I'm already eyeing the to be the next GO, to be the next, you understand those stuffs? So it was that pride that he was attacking in Peter. See, so let's read it again. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus to the disciples, if any man will what? Come after me. Let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and what? Follow me. 25. For whosoever will save his life shall what? Lose it. And whosoever shall what? Lose his life for my sake shall what? Find it. 26. For what is a man profited if he shall what? Gain the whole world and lose his own soul. So losing his soul there, is he talking about going to hell? Hallelujah. Any man that is pursuing, when you have other priorities greater than that of Jesus, you are losing your soul. You are losing it. You are losing it. For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? His soul. So, you are not here to seek the applause of men. You serve God by seeking the Jesus. Let me say this way. You are not here to seek the applause of men, but yet you must seek the applause of your disciple. And that is a lot. You are not here to seek, when I'm saying, because I must explain that, when I'm saying, don't seek the applause of men, don't say, well, and then I will serve any. No. How do you seek the applause of Jesus? How do you seek to please God? You follow somebody. Go and look at the life of every man that, see, let me even tell you this, the people you see us follow, at times, openly follow, it's not always because these men are always perfect or because we like everything about them, but we must follow somebody. Are you with me? When you see a man that is always, the day I started having issues with a man of God, it's a Facebook man of God too, on Facebook, was the day he said, well, this new Christian reality, I didn't learn it from anybody. I learned everything myself. Nobody taught me. I didn't teach. So that's over 2 years ago. Problem is coming. And the problem came. So you don't seek the applause of men, but you seek the applause of your disciple. Write down now. Of your disciple. Luke 21:17. Not by eye service, but by serving in sincerity. You must be ready to be dead to the opinion of the world. They will call you Iya Jesu. They will call you not only you, and you left your state to because of Bible study. What is your issue? Is your sin that much? That's what my father usually tell me. Come now. Is your sin that much? Tell me, what have you done? What have you done that only you VG every day? That is your sin that much? Hallelujah. You must be dead to their opinion. To their opinion. Whether they approve it or not, you must be dead to it. That is why independence has its own plus. When you are, that is why the best time anybody that did NYSC and didn't serve God, just go and zero, that person just zero his life. He can't serve God again. I'm serious. Oh God. Anybody that did that thing 1 year and didn't take up ministry, just forget it. Just say, once God is entering your church, just tell him to go and stay at the back. It's over for you. Do you have any example here? Let me read. Oh, yes, somebody's at the back there. Luke 21. I'm talking about a Jew, not a piece of. 21:17. Want to go? Let's read through. Luke 21:17. Want to go? Let's read. And you shall be hated of all men for my words. Is it you will be loved of all men? You will be what? So when they hate you, is it normal? Good. Check John 15:18. See, check John 15, 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it was hated you. John 15, 24. Don't forget, this. The world there may even include your parents. Anybody that does not have the same priority like you, that's the word there. It can even include the parent that is giving you money. Anybody that does not have the same priority like you, like yours. Okay, John 15, 24. If I had not done among them the works which no man did, then they had no sin. But now they have own sin, and yes, they hated both me and my father. So go to John 15, 25. Yes, same 25, next verse. But it's coming to pass that the word may be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Go rush to John 17, 14. I have given them, let's read together. I have given them. And what's the result? Yes, read. And the word, let's read again, once we go. I have given them that word. And what's the result? And the word hated them. Simple. Because they are not of the, even as I am not of the, is that clear? So are you expecting some your boss in office to understand why you cannot be closing by 6? He will not understand. So what is your own part? Always find your own way. Find your own square root. Amen. Somebody will say, I want to do all this thing you are doing, but my parents. I just look at it and say, come. See, you are just the one of the 1 million people complaining about this issue. Some people were able to find a way. You are not able to find a way. So at the end of the day, only two things will matter. Some people did the ministry, some don't. They will not remember your excuse. Are you with me? Nobody will remember your excuse. They stopped me from going to the church, from going to my church to pray all night. No problem. I was a CNS in front of my church. I sat entering that church, praying all night. When all the juju of those people refuse to walk again because I'm praying in their church, they pursue me. So I start praying. You know this church? Okay. Then I start praying in my sitting room. How many hours? 6 hours every day. Pray. They will complain. You complain. I'm disturbing them. I have an engine room. I will enter that place. Lock it. Pray all night. One day, remember the post I made on Facebook? That man of God, Pastor City Oni, and he now sent me, please, Pastor, help us to examine. He was a provincial pastor, redeemed. He said, go ahead, help us to examine his life. We don't know what is up. And the man to examine my life. He said, see, this is what I had before. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now to my prayers, don't worry, come back. He's fine. He's not mad. It's not because of his big sin. Amen. It's really smaller than that, but I have to skip the intrinsic parts. So don't expect people to understand you. Find a way. Just escape and serve God. I'm sorry. That's the truth. Just escape and do the ministry. At the end of the day, it won't be said that, this guy, he tried, but he was not able because he should not even remember you. It will be those who did. Because what you did not do because of your excuse, you still have not done it. Do you get it? Excuse for failure, does that equal to success? No. Praise God. So, what therefore is the cost of discipleship?
You should be is this the last scripture under this? Okay, second to the last, something like that.
Luke 14, 25.
Everybody, you be on your feet as we read this one. Luke 14. 25. Be on your feet. You read this one. Amen. Amen. Luke 14, 25 is Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God.
One to go. Let's read. Yes. And there went great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them. One to go. 26. Yes. If anyone come to me and eat not his and his and his and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot. Jesus. Let's read it again. 26. Yes. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sister and his own life also, he cannot be my. What is he looking for? Now, get the point. See the next verse. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot. No, there is cannot. That would mean if you are just, you can be trying, but you are not there. You can attempt to be, but you are not. Until sacrifice defines your life. Until sacrifice defines your ministry. See verse 28. For which of you, see the point though, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Less aptly, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. What king going to make war against another king? Sitteth not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him and come against him with 20,000, or else while the other is yet a great way of send an embassy and what desired what condition of peace. 33. Want to go? Likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's easy. Now, don't forget, you know, the word that should bring comfort to you there is when he says, and hated his life also. You understand? Now, he's just saying, go and kill yourself. No. But that would, but what would be the point? For this ministry, anything else can go. He didn't say, let everything else go now. In Matthew chapter 8, remember? Jesus still went to the house of Peter. And Peter has a wife, and the wife was there. So did Peter divorce his wife? No. But for the ministry, what is he saying? Anything is what? Is dispensable. That would mean, it's not like Now. That is one major. Please have your seat right now. Thank you. It's not like now. Leave everything now. I will explain that one later. But when the choice comes before you, it will always be this. And this is the point. Who decides the choice? Who decides the choice? Your discipler. Amen. Praise God. You see, Paul writes a letter to Timothy that, well, about your marital life. I know you are old enough to get married, though. But did you have time for that? Amen. Say, Mr. Man, be strong in the grace of God. With that, with those two letters, do you think Timothy can send a reply that, sir, there's a girl here that I'm looking at too. With those two letters, can you ever send such a reply to Paul? So, discipleship, the ministry demands our all. Now, he said, which man is going to war does not count the cost. That would mean all those things he listed there, they are stuffs that will naturally, now, in the eyes of the people of the world, these are the things that will contend with your purpose. Are you with me? In the eyes of the people, others, these are the things for which that they cannot live for ministry. Are you getting it? These are the things that they will desire more than ministry. When he says his life also there, he's talking about his ambition. Your ambition, your pursuit, your own career. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, don't forget. You know, Paul, he was a tent maker before he received the gospel. When he received the gospel, did he stop? Huh? But he was now known, is he as a tent maker or as a preacher? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I have a priority. So don't forget, the question is, how do I hate my father? How do I hate my mother? How do I hate everything? It's all based on your disciple. It's all based on the man you are following in ministry. What is being demanded of you? Amen? At times, some people just think that, and I still receive a message today, people just think that we just wanted to, when we are calling for vigils every day and etc. People just think I just want to wicked people. I just want to stress your life. I just want to be hard on you. No. No. But this ministry cannot be done without this. John 21 again. I'm reading this for you for a while right now. Verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Judas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved before he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. 18. One to go. Very, very, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou guidest thyself and walkest whither thou woundest. But when thou as old shall be old, you shall stretch thy hand, and another shall guide thee and carry thee whither thou woundest not. Wow. So that's not only talking about the type of his death is going to die. It's talking about the ministry. You will be sent to do what you are not willing to do. Amen? So we are not going to tell you to do what you want, what you would have loved to do ordinarily, no? 1 Corinthians 9:22. Come on, open your Bible. 1 Corinthians 9:22. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be what? Partaker thereof with you. 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. 25 is where I'm going. Want to go? Everyone that strives for mastery is temperate in how many things? Temperate in how many things? Why? Now they do it to obtain what? A corruptible. But we what? Hallelujah. I therefore so run, not so uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the ear. So this message is not for everyone. See, I'm running not because I don't have a purpose. I have a purpose. There is a reason why I'm running. So this message is not for everyone. But God is calling. So God is calling. Will you be chosen? God is calling. Will you be chosen? See, God will surely reward. He will surely reward. Last scripture, Daniel 12, verse 3. Book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. One, two, go. Let's read. Yes, sir. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Let's read again. One, two, go. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen, amen. Praise God. Think about this. Do you know in the time of Obasanjo? Do you know who did it? Just can you tell me, Rajesh? Can you tell me one person in that government that you love the most? Huh? So Ludo, good. Somebody else, Sabuki, anybody in your mind? Just if you have anybody. Yes, who has anybody in your mind? Yes, Dora.
Dora, one woman battalion. Ah! One woman that could enter Abba and Abba would be shaking. Enter Onitsha. Destroyed all these people there where they're making fake drugs. Nobody ever challenged those stuff before. When you hear Navdak, you hear Dora. Woman that they say they shot, the bullet hang in the gate. They don't enter. Amen. I'm not saying it's God's power. I'm just saying it did not enter. Because she had a mission. That woman, has she helped Nigeria? Eh? Did she help Nigeria? Is she an icon? But see this government. How long do you think people even remember? Right now, even Israeli, are you hearing that much about that again? Huh? Oh, you don't know? She's dead now. That's why I'm saying that. Her death pained me. I keep saying, I say, which church is she going? Cancer. Power of God, cancer. I do go to any. A woman like that, a treasure for the country. She would have been so instrumental for this current administration. See this one say you want to fight corruption. Ah, and Dora is there. Just come. And let's just leave this political part. I'm just talking about the, at least if they want to have sense. Just call her. She just said, don't worry. Like Obasanjo was right now. I mean, oh God. That woman, she helped Nigeria. Fake drugs, stop fake drugs. I mean, at least she did a lot in that time. But I don't know how long they are going to remember. I mean, some of you don't even remember again. But do you trust God? He said, they that turn men to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. Well, you are saying, well, but we do also remember me. God said forever. See, that word is as sure as John 3:16. The reward in heaven is as sure as your salvation. The same commitment that backed up your salvation also backed up the fact that there will be reward in heaven. And it will be forever. Imagine a reward that will be forever for men that take up this ministry. Hallelujah. See, for this cause, anything else can go. That is why Jesus was not shy to tell those guys that, hey, Peter and John, James and John, they are with their father. Hey, guy, follow me. That is all he said. It's not because he said the father, but there is an higher call. How many of you left your father, left your parents for this? Because they want to go to school. Huh? For education. I've seen people, they are the only child of the mom. But the day he's going to school, the man will... Okay, now it's even better. What for marriage? So, Ekun Yawo. I wish you go. And she's crying. She said, Mama, leave me alone. I'm going home. And she's crying. Mama, leave me alone. I beg. It's both joy and... Because I'm missing mommy. If you miss her, why not stay? Why not stop crying? Stay, don't go. If I'm the woman, why is crying? Okay, I'm not married. I'm not doing it again. What's that? Praise God. Amen. Say a career in God. Say this is not just serving God. This is to have a definite career path in God. Okay, I want you to face your neighbor. Face somebody beside you. I'm done. Face somebody beside you. Like, beside or behind, just find somebody. And you now read this. Read this Luke 14, 26. Again, together. And please discuss spiritually. How well have you been doing?
in obeying this.
Luke 14, 26. Let's read 26 and 33. Luke 14, verse 26 and verse 33. Read with your neighbor. Please, I know you're not facing anybody. Read with somebody and discuss. Both of you discuss in just 5 minutes. How do you plan to obey this? Just read 26 and 33. How do you plan to obey this? And how do you plan to obey this? Sapis? How have you been obeying this?